of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and laying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." May God bless his words and all the people to listen. When a Soviet astronaut landed on the moon, they declared that it was the greatest miracle in human history and the greatest good news for all mankind. Someone soon asked Reverend Billy Graham what he felt. He said that, in fact, the greatest miracle in human history is the incarnation. The incarnation of the Son of God. And the greatest good news is that Christ came to the world to save people. The greatest event happened in Bethlehem, a small city in Israel, 2,000 years ago. That night, an angel of God was sent to the wilderness of Bethlehem to report good news to a group of shepherds. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and laying in a manger." From the records of the Bible, we can see that it was really the greatest night in human history. The greatest night. Since the birth of Christ, countless, many, many people from all nations have been preaching the wonderful and incomparable good news. His birth shocked the whole world and became an unusual Christmas. The Bible tells us that God is not only the Almighty Creator, but He is the Lord of history. His name is Alpha, Omega. He is God from beginning to end. The birth of Christ is a part of His most perfect will, and it is also God's unchanging plan. The prophecy of the Savior Jesus' birth is seen many times in the Old Testament. These prophecies include the Savior's family, place of birth, and many encounters with Him. We can find the fulfillment of these prophecies in the New Testament. This shows that Jesus Christ is in the center of human history and the good news for all people. It also shows that the New Testament and the Old Testament are God's complete testimony to mankind. We can see clearly the messianic prophecies in the Old Testament and fulfillments in the New Testament. For instance, I didn't know that someone is there. Did you tell me? I thought that someone is helping to see the where in my. Sorry, I didn't know that. I thought that someone is helping me to hand out the where is. So someone helped me. Yeah. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't know that. I should pay attention to you too, sorry. Because you're worshiping God too. Thank you. Okay. You can see that the messianic prophecies in the Old Testament and fulfillments in the New Testament. For instance, first, okay, be born of a virgin. You can see, I give you some verse in the Old Testament and the New Testament. You can see that. You can compare and you can see. Just like Isaiah, chapter 7:14, the prophet Isaiah prophesied 700 years before the Lord Jesus was born. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will be birthed to a son and will call him Emmanuel. In the New Testament, Matthew 1, 22 and 23, all these took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And second, like called Emmanuel, you can see, I already gave you some verses there. You can see the prophecies in the Old Testament and also fulfilled in the New Testament, if you see these verses. Third, be born in Bethlehem. Third, a pioneer, John Baptist, prepares the way before Jesus was born. Okay, number five, like accept the pilgrimage and gift of the Magi. Six, many children killed in his birthplace. You can see this in the Old Testament and then also New Testament. Seven, at birth, book took refuge in Egypt. You know this history, very scary. And number eight, grew up in Nazareth. Number nine, rejected by his own people. 10, entered Jerusalem on donkey and colt. 11, was sold for 30 pieces of silver. You can see that in Old Testament and in New Testament. Number 12, used the money to buy land. Number 13, crucified. Now you can see that in Old Testament, Zechariah, and also, of course, many, many in the fourth gospel. Number 14, like a nailed with criminals, pray for his enemies. Number 15, his garments be divided up by casting lots. Section 16, his bone not be broken, because at that time there he is on the cross. He was testing by some people. Maybe he's not dead. And then tried to find how is his body and found that his bone not be broken, which is written in the when he was born before. Okay, number 17, like thirst on the cross. Number 18, someone gave him vinegar and gall. 19, be buried in a rich man's tomb. Number 20, resurrection from the dead. Of course, these verses in everywhere in the fourth gospel from Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. And most of the chapters are talking about that. So you can see all of these things. Where is Jesus in our history? So you can come to a conclusion from these verses written in Old Testament and the New Testament. We can get a conclusion that God's prophecies about Jesus Christ in human history have been fulfilled. And no one can do this except for the true God. That means God's hand is there. This not only confirms the authority of the Bible, but also proves that Jesus is the Savior spoken of in the Old Testament, the Messiah. He is the gospel that came from heaven to save the world. Then, what is the gospel? Simply put, a blessed voice is good news. In Chinese, 福音就是有福的声音，就是a blessed voice. Today, wherever we go, as long as you have the GPS, Global Positioning System, you will have a safe navigation system, right? You don't have to worry about getting lost, and you don't have to panic when you get lost. GPS is important for you. It's a good news for the people who drive, right? In fact, after man sinned, our God sent his only Son, Jesus, to save us. He came to be our life compass. He is really the GPS that God gave to mankind. And it is the real gospel. First G is good news. When the Lord was born in Bethlehem, Judah, the angel reported the good news to the shepherds. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of the great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Later, they heard a chorus composed of a large group of heavenly hosts and angels singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests." This is the first Christmas song that mankind has heard. And it is also the first Christmas song by mankind. John 3:13 says that, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." The religious reformer Martin Luther called these verses, John 3:13, is the little Bible. Again, yes, thank you. This verse proclaimed the Christian faith and clearly expressed what is the gospel. This gospel is from God. Christian evangelism today is to preach the gospel of God, of Christ, and it is a delightful message which can give people peace, joy, and hope. Second P, what is GP? GP, second P is peace. Today the world is full of bad news, and you know that. Just like this morning when you wake up, you didn't know what happening 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and 1 week ago. Hurricanes. And then a lot of people in one night, almost 30, they said more than 30 hurricanes. You cannot say because they are bad people. You cannot say because we are better than them, so not this disaster not come to the Baltimore. But you know that we all sinners. This thing can happen anytime and anywhere. Bad news is in everywhere. Especially since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, the entire world has been plunged into the catastrophe of the century. People's lives have been disrupted, and there is anxiety in anywhere. Now the new Omicron variant is spreading. Everybody is scared in everywhere. In addition, we will still hear about wars, earthquakes, floods, hurricanes, famines, robberies, racial tensions, and shootings. People panic and long for peace, but cannot find it. According to the Bible, there is sinfulness in the human heart, and sinfulness is sinful when it manifests outwardly. God's words clearly said, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Where there are people, there is sin. Wherever the sin is, there is a hurt. But thank God, the Lord Jesus came to save us. He died on the cross for our sins. Through his sacrifice, he led us to reconcile with God the Father. Reconciliation between God and man brings real peace. Before the Lord Jesus was crucified, his disciples panicked. They are scared. Where is our master going? When we have lost our master, what are we going to do? Where is our future? They are so worried, but Jesus told them, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." And also he said, "I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In these words, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." After the Lord Jesus was resurrected, the first words he said to his disciples was, "Peace be with you." The Lord Jesus is the Prince of Peace that mankind is looking for until today. The gospel from God is peace. Okay, what is the GPS? The third S is salvation. The Lord Jesus came to the world and became the flesh to bear our sins, died on the cross, and rose from the dead on the third day, according to the Bible, accomplishing salvation. After Apostle Paul experiencing the turning point in his life, he said with a firm tune, "Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." He admitted he is the sinner of sinners, which shows that salvation is in Jesus Christ only, so that we can believe in him and be saved by grace. Paul talked about the gospel at the very beginning of Romans. He said, "The gospel is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes." This kind of power that enables people to experience God, frees them from sin, and change their lives is found in the gospel. But we cannot be satisfied with being baptized and saved. We have the responsibility to preach the gospel, because that is the purpose of our salvation. When we come to the Lord, that means you have a responsibility for him to go. He said, "Come to me," and he said, "You go with for me." So that means we got a salvation in Jesus Christ, but we need to declare or proclaim his blessing from our life to peoples. The Lord Jesus saves us, makes us his disciples. He always said, "Come and follow me, come and follow me." He wants us to preach the gospel to unbelievers so that they can be saved. After the Lord's resurrection, he personally proclaimed the Great Commission. He said, "Go into the world and preach the good news to all creation." Okay, thank you. Today, we have many methods of evangelism and many opportunities, such as oral evangelism, distribution of gospel tract, what we did before, and then this afternoon and two more weeks, radio, and the TV broadcastings, all of these things, we can use it as a mission strategy. Paul said, we proclaim him admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. We must make good use of all wisdom and do our part to spread it. When Apostle Paul was met by the resurrected Lord Jesus, he asked the Lord Jesus, who was persecuted by him, two questions. The first question is, who are you, Lord? You can see this from Acts chapter 22. And the second question is, what shall I do, Lord? The first one is, who are you, Lord? This question about how do you know God? What is your relationship with him? If you know him, you will know who he is. So the first question is very fundamental, fundamental questions. Who are you? This is the first step to know God. And the second, when you know God, you will ask another question is, what shall I do, Lord? Actually, these two fundamental questions explain the meanings and the value of life. Now that we have been saved by grace and have known the Lord, what have we done for the Lord? This is what I'm going to ask you. Let me conclude this message with a story. There is a pastor who takes his 11-year-old son every Sunday afternoon to distribute gospel tract. This afternoon, we're going to have this event too. But this story may be related to that. One Sunday, the weather was so cold and it rained heavily. After the father and son had lunch together, the son wore warm and comfortable clothes and said to his father, Daddy, I am ready. His father replied, Son, what are you ready for? Today, we are going out to distribute the gospel tracts. His father said, Son, look at the weather outside. It is cold and raining heavily. Let's take a break this week, okay? The little boy was surprised and said, But Daddy, hair won't close because of rain. But his father still said, Son, I won't go out today, especially in this weather. The little boy was so depressed. He asked his father, Daddy, can I go by myself, please, please? His father hesitated for a while and said, Okay, you can go by yourself. The gospel tracts are here. But be careful when you go out. After the son thanks his father, he happily took the gospel tracts and went out in the heavy rain. This 11-year-old boy gave out the tract door to door around town, not only in their mailbox, but also to everyone he met. After more than 2 hours, his clothes were soaked and he was horribly cold. He stopped at a corner and looked around to see if there was anybody he could give his last tract to. He walked to the first house he saw and rang the doorbell. But no one responded. He pressed and pressed again, but no one responded. He waited again. When no one responded, he wanted to find the next one. when he was about to turn around and leave, he suddenly stopped at the thought. He turned around and pressed the door bell again, the same building. He decided to knock on the door with his fist. Finally, the door opened. Standing at the door was an old lady who looked very sad. The little boy gently asked, "Little boy, what can I do for you?" The little boy said cheerfully, with bright eyes and brilliant smile, "Sorry to bother you. I just want to give you my last gospel tract. It will tell you the story of Jesus and his great love." The boy handed the paper to the old lady, turned and started to leave. But then he turned around and said, "God loves you." The old lady said to him, "Thank you, little boy. God bless you." During a service the next Sunday, the pastor began by asking the congregation, "Is there anyone who wants to share a testimony? If so, please stand up and share with us." An elderly woman stood up. When the old lady spoke, her face glowed with glory. She said, "You don't know me because I have never been here. I was not yet a believer prior to this week. My husband has just passed away and left me alone in the world. Last Sunday was a particularly cold and rainy day. In my heart, I also felt cold and helpless and lost the will to live. So I took some rope and chair, climbed the stair, walked to the attic, tied the rope tightly to the roof beam, then stood on the chair. After wrapping the rope around my neck, I stood on the chair when I was about to kick off the chair and hang myself. Suddenly the doorbell rang, which shocked me. I planned to wait just a moment. Surely this person would leave me alone. But the doorbell kept ringing. Soon this person began knocking hard on my door. I wonder, who was it? No one had ever rang my doorbell, and no one had ever visited me. I finally let go of the rope, went downstairs and opened the front door. Standing at the door of my house was a little boy with a radiant face like an angel. I cannot describe his smile. His voice was like an angel. He told me that Jesus really loves me and then gave me this gospel tract and church address. When this little angel turned away and walked into the rain, I closed the door and slowly read every word in this gospel tract. My heart was greatly moved. Then I walked back to the attic again and put away the rope and chair because I didn't need them anymore. All the people in the church were full of tears, and some even made compliments. Meanwhile, the pastor, which is his father, stepped off the podium and embraced his son, crying uncontrollably. Our Heavenly Father sent His beloved Son into this dark and cold world today. His beloved sons fulfilled His salvation plan and returned to Him. When He saw people repent and return to the true God, heaven was full of cheers of praise and glory to the eternal King. Brothers and sisters, let us learn from this little child and take the salvation of human souls as our own responsibility. Are you willing to be the messenger of Christ, to preach the gospel to people during the Christmas season? May God bless all the people here today.